Sportsnet hockey analyst Nick Kyprios joins us online. Hey, Kipper, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good. Thanks for jumping on today on such short notice with this trade. On the surface, I look at this trade, Kipper, and I think this is a significant upgrade down the middle for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Does this deal look really good to you?
You know what? There's no question that Plekanec has some hockey left in him. I don't think that he comes in with quite the impact that he had a few years ago in Montreal. But there's a suggestion to say that he can come in and play many different roles. You assume now if Matthews is healthy once again, that they're going to be okay with Matthews, Kadri, Bozak, and then Plekanec falls into place here. But knowing Babcock, the way we see him with the lines and shuffling guys, he can easily on some nights put him into the top nine. So I'm sure Babcock thinks it's an upgrade. They're getting a guy with close to 1,000 games, close to 100 playoff games. He's got a ton of experience, which doesn't hurt the Leaf lineup at all moving forward here. So overall, I think it's a good pickup for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Kipper, when looking at this trade, as far as what the Maple Leafs gave up to Montreal, what's the most valuable piece that the Canadiens are going to star out of the three? And we're looking at the third one as that second round pick.
Well, listen, that's the gold in all of this is when you're dealing with those kind of secondary players, you know, and you can accumulate second and third round picks. That's the nugget. So, you know, for whatever reason, Reichel has not worked out in Columbus or in Toronto. I think he's managed to put some points up on the board, but not to the degree where they think he's a everyday NHLer. Valiev's a defenseman that we've heard a couple of years now with the Marlies. Do they believe that he could be a top six defenseman eventually? I think Montreal will give him a chance here. But, you know, for Montreal, it's important to just stockpile. That's something that Marc Bergevin has not been able to do over the last few years, unlike the Toronto Maple Leafs, who over the past 2.5-3 years have filled the cupboard to the point where they've got good hockey players, you know, begging to play in the lineup like Josh Levo. So that's where Montreal wants to get to, and you do that with these type of deals.
Sportsnet hockey analyst Nick Kyprios joining us here on Sports Interactions Inside the Lines along the Sportsnet radio network, breaking down the Thomas Plekanec deal. He is a new member of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Kipper, does this change what the Maple Leafs do tomorrow potentially? Because this feels like obviously this trade is a win now move, and obviously they didn't have to give too much prospects. But does this change their approach heading into tomorrow? Do you think they'll be more aggressive now with the acquisition of a Plekanec?
Well, I think they're still going to go try to do something on the blue line. I think they've knocked on every door to gauge the marketplace. Everything from what we believe is a top defenseman in Ryan McDonagh out of the New York Rangers to a UFA, pending UFA, July 1st in Mike Green. For me, Mike Green probably makes more sense. I don't think that it'll cost a top-rated prospect like Timothy Liljegren that I believe would be an ask by the New York Rangers for McDonagh. So I think you can get away with maybe a first or a second rounder plus maybe one of their prospects in the system. It won't be as expensive. Mike Green, we know he's got flaws. We know he doesn't have the reputation of a true grade A defenseman in the National Hockey League, but with the way the game is played today, I certainly think that there's going to be a few fits for Mike Green, maybe including Tampa Bay, which might be, you know, plan B or plan C for them if, in fact, Steve Yzerman doesn't find a way to get Carlson done.
When you look at this Leafs lineup, Kipper, does Dominic Moore see the ice now because of the replacement of Plekanec?
Yeah, you know, at times I think he's played really well, but it just doesn't seem that Babcock ever had a true comfort for Dom Moore to be his guy. And I think this just kind of solidifies it. Wouldn't surprise me at all to hear him on waivers and maybe if he doesn't get claimed, you know, be down with the Marlies. But I don't see him sticking around as an extra guy if, in fact, Babcock, Fields, his four centermen are now the three guys that he had, plus Plekanec.
Nick, before I let you go, does the Nash to the Rangers maybe facilitate, Nash to the Bruins, excuse me, facilitate this trade, maybe felt pressure by Lou and Shanny to make this deal to improve the roster because they potentially could be facing them in the first round? Or you didn't really think this had nothing to do with it? And do you like that Nash deal to the Bruins?
Yeah, I love Nash in Boston. Would have been great in Nashville. I just think that right now, Nash, in many ways, might be a better player than he ever was, including Columbus. And I know he was a better goal scorer back then, but I can tell you right now that Nash's game today is better suited for playoff hockey than at any point when he played in Columbus as a goal scorer. So I really like Rick Nash in Boston. Now, to your question, I don't think this move with Plekanec has anything to do with a reaction to Boston. The Leafs were always targeting, I think, a center iceman. We've reported that for probably 4 weeks now, 5 weeks. This is a move that helps the Leafs think that they can make some noise in the playoffs. Do I truly believe that management sits there and goes, "Hey, we're ready to challenge for a Stanley Cup like the Boston Bruins did with that trade for Nash"? No. They're not quite there yet. So this is a depth move to try to maybe give the guys a good run, a good experience, and maybe win a couple of rounds. And maybe with some luck and some unbelievable goaltending, they can find themselves knocking on the door of a conference final. That's the way they're probably thinking.
Sportsnet hockey analyst Nick Kiprios. Kipper, thanks for jumping on such short notice. Thanks for doing this.
All right. Have fun tomorrow. Yeah. We certainly will.